Hello.
Hello, my name is Alex, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call?
This means Jaquise Beasley.
I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you today?
Yes, I tried to file my unemployment claim from Sunday, but they said I had to call because I exceeded. They said I exceeded something.
So you reported excess earnings?
Ma'am.
You reported excess earnings?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So they kicked you out of the claim, so therefore we would have to file another claim or reopen that claim. Can I have the Social Security number?
It's 416-39-3501.
First and last name again, please. I'm sorry.
Beasley, B-E-A-S-L-E-Y.
Can you verify the driver's license number and the mother's maiden name for security reasons, please?
Hold on. My driver's license number is I-878-758.
And the mother's maiden name?
Andrea Beasley.
Have you worked under any other name or any other social security number?
No, ma'am.
Date of birth?
08-27-91.
Have you worked under any other, I'm sorry, have you had a name change?
No, ma'am.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Is English the preferred language?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve in active duty at the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
I graduated.
And if you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive the payments, direct deposit into the checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you approve for your payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. Which would you prefer?
A debit card.
Okay. When you made your selection, you are providing information regarding your prepaid account, including a pre-disclosure of fees associated with a prepaid benefits card. Did you hear that previous information?
Yes, ma'am.
Your mailing address?
1242 Maringo, M-A-R-E-N-G-O, Street, Monrovia, Alabama, 36460.
1242 Marengo, I'm sorry, Street, Monrovia, Alabama, 36462.
36460.
36460. Is the residential address the same as the mailing address?
Yes, ma'am.
Has the address changed since the last time that you filed unemployment?
No, ma'am.
And your telephone number?
It's 251-593-3381.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? Is that 127 Ivy Street, 2813?
Yes,
okay.
127 Ivy Street.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Is that Phoenix City, Bessemer, Auburn, Anniston, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked since the last time that you filed unemployment?
Yes. I'm still working. I'm trying to get a partial unemployment.
So you're partially employed?
Yes, ma'am.
Was the work that you performed with the same employer that you reported on the last claim?
Yes, ma'am.
When was the last day that you worked?
It was Friday.
The date?
Hold on one sec. The night.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government within the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
Repeat the question.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Since Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself? Do you own a business or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in the normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18
No.
months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Do you work through a union?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Yes, I'll go back tomorrow.
Okay. Your job title?
I'm a cook.
Is that fast food or a restaurant cook?
A restaurant. I work at Hunter Run Bar and Grill.
Okay. And is that the name of the company on the pay stub?
Yes, ma'am.
The telephone number to the employer?
Is, you want the company name, the number, or my boss phone number?
Boss number would probably be better. Someone who can verify your place of employment.
Okay, hold on. Let's see. Is 334-830-1392.
And the day you started working there?
I've been there about a year now. I can't remember the date, exactly the date.
Okay, so I need an estimated month and a year of the day you started working there.
Hold on one second. But July 2021. I've been on part time since I've been there.
Okay. And you said the last day that you worked was when again?
On Friday. It was on the night.
Okay. The city the work was performed in?
Monrovia, Alabama.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after the last day of work? That includes vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
And have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And you said you're working part-time, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you working all hours made available to you by your employer?
Yes.
Did you request a reduction of your hour?
No, ma'am.
And were you hired to work part-time only?
Yes.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm about to provide you with the PIN number for the weekly certification. Are you ready for it?
Okay, hold on. What do I do? I don't know. Okay.
All right, so that PIN number is going to be 0191.
Okay.
All right, so the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process the unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim will be finished, also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of the unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of your Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. A failure to do so will result in an interruption of the benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification, either by the telephone or the internet, in order to claim the benefits for the previous week. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. And if you choose to file via the telephone number you need to call every week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m., but never on a Saturday. So please make sure you're filing your first certification either by the telephone or the internet this upcoming Sunday, okay?
Okay.
You've completed the unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.